Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina. Wednesday is for wide receivers. Greg, Anthony Ratliff Williams was the one consistent guy last year. He stayed healthy. He played well throughout the season. Dyami Brown, a freshman that's in town now. Jordan Adams, of course, went to play baseball. Who can blame him? Brown, Ratliff Williams provide a explosive factor on the edge. Thomas Jackson, Daz Newsome provide some inside work. Your thoughts on the wide receivers?
Yeah, Tommy, I think there's a lot of potential with this wide receiver group. I think there's a couple issues, one being the youth, because a lot of these guys are going to have to count on are young, and then the number count. As you mentioned, with Jordan Adams leaving, North Carolina was already short numbers-wise with what they would like in the wide receiver class. Now, without Adams, they're even one fewer in that group. So that's something where these guys have to stay healthy. If we see a lot of injuries at this position group, that could spell some doom and gloom for what Luke Pascal has to work with in that wide receiver meeting room. But you talk about Anthony Ratliff Williams. He's a guy who's a great example, who was young last year, made some mistakes early in the year. But as the season went on, he became a dynamic player. He has that unique ability of turning 50-50 balls into 80-20 balls. That's what you like to see out of your wide receiver type players. And then, as you mentioned, Dyami Brown's a guy that really has kind of worked his way up. Now he's pushing for a starting spot, even though he's a true freshman. Antoine Green comes in training camp. He's a guy 6'3", with a ton of speed, a lot of quickness. Florida State really wanted him out of Florida. So some young, talented guys. And you've got guys that last year were freshmen. Daz Newsome, Roscoe Johnson was a young guy. Bo Corrales was a true freshman last year. And they all showed some splash plays. They've got to be more consistent. And with Thomas Jackson kind of leading the group, if they can get that production and stay healthy, they have the opportunity to be really good.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.